We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Pull right in. We got a lift open for you. In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
I can't hear myself again. I don't know why.
Because the rest of us are listening to it full bore.
There
oh my
go.
God. I blame the water. Now, Stan this morning, I just want everybody to know. Stan got out of his car and he took the
canoe,
the rowboat, right, canoe right yes. off the top of your roof and came in that way.
For sure, I should have brought a boat.
Yes.
And I had no idea that Hanover had, I don't know, 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, we're rivaling Minnesota, but it's only when it rains that happens.
Is yes. there drainage out here in the country? I mean, where does it? I know there's ponds.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But why does it sit on the road?
Because it hasn't drained yet.
Kudos to the people that were driving an accurate speed and not crazy. So
really?
I was very proud.
11 miles an hour.
They were approaching 25 for most of the trip. You know, I could usually make this trip pretty quick if I had to, but generally speaking, I leave myself 45 minutes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And
I left myself 45 minutes, and it wasn't enough at all. And it should never take this. I think I've made it to Charlottesville in less than that.
Oh,
so.
My God. Well, you're here.
Anyway.
You're safe.
Be
you're
safe
sound.
Driving. Don't rush. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of standing water right now because it came
really
down
is.
So fast.
Yeah, we've had some really, really, really heavy downpours throughout the night. But my little technology here tells me that sometime this afternoon it should end, and then it'll be partly sunny.
And no more arc. You don't have to worry. If
you
see
don't
arc
have to.
Going by, it'll be out on Broad Street, sitting there, not able to move. Soon
that's right. Yeah, the arc.
The water stopping.
Just because Noah thought he'd take the animals for a little spin. That's all. It's no biggie. No biggie at all. We got a lot of folks that already want to jump in, Stan. So why don't we do that? Let's see. Oh, I should remind everybody where we are. We are in the garage. It's Saturday morning, of course. We spend Saturday morning from 8 till 9 in the garage with Stan Andruski and that guy over there. A little weather-beaten, kind of damp around the gills, but that is Stan Andruski, who during the week you are going to find at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. He is the A-plus tech to beat all A-plus techs. He's the car whisperer, and I just think the world of him. And I better mention this as well. Certified Auto Repair, in the finalist category for the Style Weekly Best Car Repair Facility in Central Virginia.
There's some stealth competition in there, too, so thank you, guys. Anytime this happens, I always think, you know, it's grassroots.
Yeah.
So just thank you guys for thinking of us in all these instances. There's been a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these competitions that go on, and Style Weekly coming back.
Yeah, pretty nice.
It's a nice thing, too, because I think that magazine was very missed. So it's a very good, that whole, it's not really a magazine per se anymore.
Yeah.
It's more of a web.
Well,
do they actually have the magazine out
yet? They are back again with a print edition, so it should be coming to a Wawa.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good job.
Just found out about it. Heine told me. So I would urge you to vote for Certified Auto Repair as the best car repair facility. Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market for best supermarket. Better Floors for best flooring. Reviresco, which is tough way to I don't know. Steve Dalton's a good guy. He's a former deputy sheriff, former school teacher. He now is in this whole business of coffee.
So yeah, and I think he has to start providing some of those on Saturday mornings. Because I'm just saying, I would like to test this.
Yes.
I've heard a lot about him. Have not had a chance to try any of that coffee, but I can't
wait. You know what? That's a great idea. Steve, get on it. So he's a finalist for Best Coffee Roaster and Best Coffee Shop. Sam Newsman, who is... well, you know, my producer, Jeremy, he produces Sam's show, but Sam is a finalist for Best Reggae Band.
Wow.
And he does.
He's in a band, too.
Well, we didn't know that, and he didn't know that, but somehow he's a finalist for Best Reggae Band. So I'm urging everybody to vote for him for Best Reggae Band. And then, you know, the Jeff Katz Show. Hey, what the heck? I wouldn't mind a finalist for Best Radio Show.
Yeah, and for Best Vehicle, Chevrolet, baby. Chevrolet. That'll... GMC is acceptable as well, and Cadillac, if you'd like, either the 3 or 5.
That category comes next year. Well, all right. Well,
so they say.
833-804-1140. That is the number for the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. But it will also work for your telephone, and we're more than happy to have you call in, 833-804-1140. First up is Greg. Ooh, this is an important one, Stan. All kidding aside, let's stop the jokes. Question about brakes. That's probably one of the, the most important safety issue, right?
Yeah, one of them, that and suspension, red flag.
Yeah. All right, Greg, good morning. You are in the garage.
Yes, morning, good morning. My brakes failed one day, and we found out we had a leak in my brake line. So we cut out the bad section of the brake line that was leaking and replaced it with a good section. Now, is that the safest way to do it, or should the entire brake line, existing brake line, be abandoned and just install a new brake line along the abandoned line?
So, Greg, the best way is to do that. The question is, though, is what was done, whether it was safe or not. So did they do compression fittings, or did they flare the lines and put them into connections, into unions? Do you know?
I believe we flared them.
If you flared them and they were done correctly, that should work just as safe as a new line, because those new lines also have flare ends on them that go into the next component. So if they're flared, it should be safe. And if you're unsure, I would just urge you to bring it by and have somebody double check and make sure that it was done correctly, because there are some compression fittings out there, and they are not recommended for any kind of brake repair whatsoever. Wow. And that's a common thing we see when people bring them in. And, you know, what kind of vehicle was it, Greg? Do you mind me asking? Or did I miss it?
No,
it's an 86 Buick.
Oh, so there may be some aftermarket companies that have a full line, but if not, you can also make new line relatively easy. There's a SURR company called SURR out there that has kits that you can kind of buy and bend and do your own deal with. So you can make your own line. They're very flexible. They're very hard to kink for that reason. But you'd have to flare each end and put their fittings in as well. So there are other ways to do it if you can't find somebody who's still manufacturing that particular line. But flaring with unions in between is the best way to go. Female unions,
okay,
where
so
you can go into it.
Who's the best brake inspection place to take it to have it checked to make sure the job was done correctly?
Are you in Central Virginia, or where are you at?
I'm over here in Williamsburg.
So I don't know, to be honest with you, other than I couldn't recommend anybody in Williamsburg. I just don't have a lot of people that I know out there. So to be quite honest, you'd want to just find a place. And always, Google's a really good place to look as far as Google reviews. And when you read them, you have to read a good amount of them, because some of the one-star reviews, or they don't like a price, or they don't like, but it says nothing about their work, right? So you want to look at the reviews for their work and their ethics. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people won't look at that old of a car, so you just have to call around before you go anywhere. But I would look at Google reviews for shops near you. And if the higher that review that you find, anything above 4.5 is usually a really good place to take your car. And you can look around and call those places and say, hey, this is what I have. Will you guys check this out?
All right.
Is there a garage that all they do is brake work?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, any shop that has certified state inspectors in Virginia should be able to handle any of those brake line repairs. It's not an uncommon thing for us.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, great question.
It is a great question. And I'm sorry, I have to do this, Stan. I just have to do this. Tell me again what the best way to take care of the brake line repair was?
Flare it.
Woo! I had to do that.
Ric Flair, guys. I wasn't even thinking about that. But a guy who's been in wrestling for, like, I don't know, since Moses.
He wrestled Moses. He defeated Moses best 2 out of 3 falls. and you know, Moses was cheating, man. I'm just telling you.
He used to get on my nerves so bad when I was young. I was a Hulk Hogan fan. Woo! I would not watch him. That bothered me. As I got older, though, I was like, man, he's just bat blank crazy, so I kind of like him.
Yes, indeed. Remember, you've got to flare
nature, woo, boy,
those brake lines. Yeah, to beat the brake, you
got to beat the brake. Not what he
means, Greg. No, don't do that. All right, listen, we got a lot of folks who want to jump in this morning. 833-804-1140, 833-1140, 833-804-1140. Feel free to give us a call. We always love getting the calls. Obviously, if you're preferring to text, you are always welcome to do that. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That's the number for the Chronic Care of Richmond. Boy, it's one of those, I need more coffee. The Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140.
You know, I didn't tell Greg this either. Greg, if you're really uncomfortable, you can't find a place. I mean, certified's what, 45 minutes away?
Yeah.
You could bring it to our shop. It'd be a ride. You may even set it up to where you could drop it off for a day, or just have them look at it quick and make sure that it's flared. I'd rather have them really take it down and look at it and make sure that the flare's done correctly. You know, and if somebody doesn't do flares all the time, there still could be an issue where the line gets a little weaker. So just don't want to take any chances. Somebody has brakes go out once, it's an extremely scary situation.
I'll bet. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're not, bring it over to Certified. We'd be glad to look at it.
All right. Well, there you go, Greg. Either find a great shop in Williamsburg or make a little bit of a drive. That's all. We're happy to see you here in Central Virginia. It is Saturday morning, and you are in the garage. You are in the garage. It is a Saturday morning now. All right, I intentionally turned you down when you were hitting that note.
What the? Can you hear me now?
Oh, we can hear you
I
now.
I hope they heard me hit the note. That was one of the best notes I've ever hit. Are you kidding me? I hit that, Van Halen thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that's probably Hazel hitting that. She's all into the, like...
Yeah.
Rock and No. You think that's Brian?
I don't. Oh, no. The music selection?
Yes.
Oh, it's all Hazel.
Poor Brian.
No.
Brian just sits there and gets beat up.
No, it's all Hazel. It's all Hazel.
We love you, Brian.
I don't think Hazel lets him anywhere near the board anymore. it's just my sense.
A DJ over there. She's over there pushing buttons, spinning records.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Board. This is my board, Brian.
Let me tell you something.
Step aside.
You know,
I need the evil person button.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Stop it.
That would be awesome.
Stop it. You know, we had a meeting, a big... cluster meeting, they call it that.
Like a cluster headache.
No, it's just it means every radio station in the radio factory shows up, and so we call it's a cluster. And there's nothing after that, just a cluster meeting. Stop it, Stan. I can see which way you're going, but I will tell you
that, a cluster
meeting. That's correct. That's all.
Hockey puck.
A cluster meeting.
Hockey puck.
That's all I'm saying. Oh. And. Our big boss, our general mangler, actually paid tribute to Hazel in the meeting.
Wow.
Yeah. He ignored Brian, but he absolutely paid tribute to Hazel, so that was good.
You know, you can't hold back talent.
No, you cannot. Know. And we are thrilled, actually, to have Hazel on the team on Saturday morning.
She's just so quiet when she first started.
I know. She's grown into it, huh? Yes, indeedy. Mm-hmm. All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to, Stan. Enough of this stuff. Come on. Let's do some car
Snap
stuff.
Out of it.
Ah, my gosh.
Step
All right.
into a Slim Jim.
833. Woo! 833-804-1140 is the number to call. 833-804-1140 is the number to text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. JJ is with us. Good morning, JJ. You are in the garage.
Good morning, JJ.
Jeff, thank you so much for Wednesday night. It was great seeing you again and hearing the rest of the guys, including, Mr. Gutman. But I just wanted to say thank you for that. And just wanted to ask Stan real quickly, as far as the BG products, the fuel additive, the injector cleaner, I guess you'd call it, what's the recommended time between those?
So
when you would add to the gas, what would you recommend?
Yeah,
the
44K, you can actually do, like, you can't overdo a 44K, but to get the most out of it, probably one, realistically once every 3 months or so would be the best. So your mileage is not going to go as far as you think on it, especially okay. if you have a GDI vehicle. Now, that's a direct injection vehicle. What year vehicle right. do you have?
It's a 2012 Ford Taurus. Ford Fusion.
Yeah, so, I mean, they probably weren't GDI back then. I don't think that they were on Ford. So, I mean, you could probably get away with every 6 months or so, but you're not going to overdo it either. So if you're one of those people that, you can overdo it as far as your pocket where you're not making any difference after a while. You're still going to have better horsepower, better mileage, all that stuff. But you can overdo it as right. far as is it actually going to make a difference if it's already clean, right? So, every 6 months, probably, if you want to do it every oil change, it wouldn't hurt, to do it in every oil change, if that's what you want to do.
Okay, copy that. And I just also want to say that I think, Jeff, I think it would be very good if you and Stan could get something together with a couple of the other guys there with the politics and pints, but maybe have it for Ford versus GM or Chevrolet.
Oh, there would be fights. You could not have alcohol. There would be me and Robbie might be fighting before that's over.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's. But I like how you think,
Still
JJ.
Robbie, I'm right there with him.
Oh, flinging dirt! Boy. Right there with
boy.
Him.
Wow.
Said he got Robbie's back.
Hey Jeff, I hope you will get some enjoyment out of your cookies that I gave you Wednesday night. I boxed them up for you incognito. But
hey, listen, you know what the funny thing is? 44K, that BG product just went up by 100%. You believe that?
I bet.
Just for certain people. I don't know what it is. It's kind of like the Wendy's menu now.
Surge pricing.
Pricing when he walks in. Hey, I know that guy. Oh, Robbie will try to discount it, and I'll try to advance it. I'm just kidding. We keep the prices.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. All right, JJ. All right, come on over there a bit.
We would love overdo that.
JJ actually brought me some Israeli cookies, which are really cool. So awesome. I'm going to have to check them out.
Are they from Israel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Made in Israel. I don't know how he got them back, but he got them back. Anthony has a question. Oh, it's a problem. The car doesn't start. Anthony, good morning. You are in the garage.
Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Great.
Hey, so the question I have, I got a 2013 Ford Escape. Every time I go to fill the vehicle, it doesn't seem to want to start. You got to push on the gas, and then all of a sudden it starts, and you got to kind of have it rev the engine to keep it running. What do you think that is?
Do you have is your check engine light on?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So if you run your check engine light, you're going to have an EVAP code, which a lot of people think is just a loose gas cap. It'll say EVAP, either a large or a small leak, and it's usually you have a solenoid, purge solenoids, one at the tank and one at underneath the hood. It could be either one, but you have to have it tested. But it's going to be a purge solenoid, and what's happening is it's not purging out those fumes, and so it's kind of not really flooding out the engine, but it can cause a similar effect. So you get those purge valves fixed, that EVAP code fixed that you probably have in there, and you'll probably see a difference immediately.
Okay, it sounds good. Now, at your shop, do you take aftermarket warranties?
We can try for you. We're not an advocate for them because they never take care of our customers anymore. So just about everyone we call them, and if they try to screw our customers over, it's a no. So I mean, we don't mind if they're willing to cover something for you. If a customer comes in and they want to use our shop for it, we can call them still. But if they try to hit you guys up or say we're putting this cheap part from China, we're not going to do that. And that's what they're all doing now.
Right.
So, we're not against it. Yeah. We certainly don't mind. Our customers still come in. We still do them for customers. But we're going to tell you exactly where you stand with your warranty company as soon as we call them. And we do find some warranty companies that aren't as popular still, which I'm trying to get a handle on, which seems like there still are a few good ones out there. But the one we were holding on to was the CarMax and RepairPal, and we've gotten 100% away from them.
Wow.
Okay. Now, is that a big job, or is that an expensive job, do you think?
Not necessarily. It just depends on which. If only one of the valves, the most popular one is under the hood, usually it's going to take them some time to put the scanner on and do a component test. If it's a leak, it could take a little more time because they got to figure out what portion of it's leaking. But normally when you have a car not starting like that, and a lot of mechanics don't know this, a lot of technicians don't. This is not something that is really taught in the books. It's just something that started happening from time to time with these evap codes. Yeah. And doing a little more research, we figured out it's almost like the car tries to flood. So when we were kids, if you remember, and I'm aging myself, but when you had gas and they didn't have these evap systems, you'd open the gas cap and you'd see fumes come out. Well, this all this does, the evap system, is takes those fumes and keeps the pressure at 1 pound and pushes it through. While the engine starts up. Well, if your vent solenoid isn't working while you're filling it up, all those fumes are getting stuck in the tank. You try to start it, and it causes an issue.
Gotcha.
So that's what it boils down to. So it's, you know, price-wise, I don't really have any idea to it. Because if we do that and we give you a price, it ends up being wrong.
Right.
And it gets people's hopes up, or it ends up being a $10 clip that came off one of your lines instead of $150.
Right. Yeah.
So really getting it in and looking at it, and we don't mind. We'll do a free 15-minute no wrench inspection. It's called. We'll bring it in. If we saw a clip or something like that, we're not going to charge you other than the clip, whatever the dealer charge us for the clip.
Okay. So, all right. Well, there you go. Listen.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
Appreciate it. That's a great question. And I'm going to just say to Anthony, Monday morning is going to be the time. Give them a call over at Certified, 804-553-9777, 804-553-9777. And they'll get you set up. Could talk to Chris, could talk to Kristen, right?
Yeah. We have two Chris's now over there again.
Okay.
So we have Chris H, which we call him Hush.
Yeah.
And we have Chris Comer.
Yes.
Which we call him Chris. And we have Judy now.
Oh, that's right. Judy. I met Judy.
So, yeah, because she's going to be our other Kristen's going to end up being part of our parts department.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, Kristen, I made an appointment with the other day. Robbie is all upset because I'm bringing the minivan in on Monday, but he's not going to be there.
Yeah, he has to go tech fix and teach.
That's what I heard. Training. Pretty cool stuff. All right, we've got more questions coming in for sure. 833-804-1140. It is Saturday morning, and you are in the garage. Isn't it? Yeah. It'll start me up. Yeah, buddy.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Who chose that one?
Had to be Hazel.
Had to be Hazel. Of course it did. You know, poor.
It must be something in those bagels down there. Chewy's.
Chewy's. Oh, by the way, Chewy's bagels, which I've only had once when Hazel brought them in
for us.
Yes.
That's all you need them.
That's true. They are in the finalist category for best bagel in Richmond with the Style Weekly competition.
See, Hazel, all you do is you bring us food. That is the way to a man's heart, in case every woman is wondering out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Food is the way to our heart.
Well, that is true.
You win. I was watching a show with Garth Brooks this weekend. It's on Prime. He's relaunching a tour.
Okay.
And when I was in Nashville a couple times, I got to see his sign for this place a year ago at Davidson and Son Signs, which he's an amazing guy there.
Yeah.
He's been doing signs for 100 years. And all of Lower Broadway is lit up with all these nice... And there's you can have to reuse the sign. It was a furniture store.
They have
to reuse the parameters of the sign for historical places. Well, you get down there, you couldn't take pictures or anything, and Garth and Trisha were in there. So I got to see the sign.
Okay.
I never knew when it would go up. And the last few times I've been there, it still looks like Friends in Low Places, the name of his bar, isn't up. It's a phenomenal couple of episodes they have showing the construction of it and how it went up. Well, it's up now, and it's doing well.
Yeah.
But what they did was they were looking for a chef because Garth wanted his good food there.
Okay.
So they brought Trish in. And she was like, if it doesn't taste like at home, we're not using it. So they saw what they could make on a large scale. And the things they couldn't, like, she had some hush puppies that were like jalapeno cheddar hush puppies.
Oh, my God.
Like poppers. And she's like, yeah. It's not gonna make it. Doesn't taste as good. Garth's like, I'll take them then. He started eating them, throwing them down. But my point is, you never know how far.
Yeah.
These, you know, good food goes
and
way to a man's heart. Like I said, so we're sitting there, and she's like, "No, try one, really, try one." She was like a pusher out in the alley asking us to try Chewy's. She knew what would happen.
She did.
You knew what would happen.
That's true.
So we're big fans now.
Yeah. Well, so there you go. Another category in the Style Weekly competition.
Is
you
Rachel Colbert
for.
In there for favorite dog trainer?
I did not see a favorite dog trainer category.
Yes.
But maybe next year along with your Ford versus Chevy. It's possible. All right. That's Stan Andruski, by the way. I should make sure I introduce him. Stan is the car whisperer. He can tell what your car is going through, because I got news for you. your car has issues. Your car has issues. There's no doubt about it.
We don't whisper. It's more telepathic.
Always telepathic. Oh, okay.
Like, I don't really. They don't really talk per se.
I see.
I just hear them.
You just feel them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, and he's not nuts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, a little bit, but he's still the car whisperer. He's still the guy that
Megan will be the judge of that. And all of my great friends. Jeff, you know I'm a little nuts.
A little bit. I'm not going to say anything, though. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. If you want to call us or you want to text us, it's the same number. Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. All right. Let me get to Bobby. Bobby has, oh boy. All right, Bobby, good morning. You are in the garage with a big question.
Good morning, Bobby.
How you doing, Stan?
I'm doing great.
Richard. 2003.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Bobby. Did you just call me Richard?
I don't think so. I think it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it was like Richard. It's Jeff.
God. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's Jeff. But it's okay.
That's all right.
Go ahead, Bobby.
I'm Jeff. I'm sorry, man. I can't. Y'all's voices sound similar. You know, I just turned radio on a little while ago.
No, that's all right, Stu. I appreciate it. Go right ahead. You have a question of some sort. Go ahead.
2003, Nissan Sentra. I've had 2 years. 3 weeks ago, I gave it to my son because he needed a car. He went to a Wawa station. I don't need to say the location. But he filled it up and drove about 100 feet to the intersection, and the car just died. I figure it's probably water in the gas. We put a new fuel pump in it, tried to start it up, and it blows out this white smoke, just a plume of white smoke. I was wondering if it's gas, water in the gas, and it's gone through the engine, whatever, how much would it be on the average to maybe get it running again? I know you probably have to drop the gas tank, whatever, but being that it's already gone through the engine, how much would it be basically to
Running? if it's running that bad, I would know. Who put a fuel pump in? You all did?
Yeah.
So did you look down in the tank and see if you saw water? Because water will look like a big brown bubble.
I can't say that I saw a bubble, but it we took the fuel pump out, you know, it's under the back seat, and we took the fuel pump out. I looked at the gas, but, you know, it looked ordinary to me. But then again, I ain't no expert, you know.
No, so the gas will look ordinary, but where the pump sits is at the bottom, and the water actually is heavier than fuel, so it will go to the bottom. And when it does that, a lot of times, and you can't, the other thing is, this is a, for y'all that are listening, this is a really small, like, 4-inch hole. So you can't, you know, it's sometimes they have baffles. You can't really always see down in the tank that well. Other times you can see perfectly with a light, with a good flashlight, preferably LED, not an element light. So a lot of times you can look down in there. But there's honestly is it coincidence?
Right.
Or was it actually water? Water doesn't normally put out plumes of white smoke. It can hydrolock your engine. It can, if you continue to try to start it. If it's hydrolocked the engine, it could have caused engine damage because water will also not compress like oil will in a cylinder. So this does happen, and it probably wouldn't be the first place. The one thing you could do is call that particular Wawa and ask for the store, or go by there and ask for the store manager and ask them if they've had any other issues with it because you believe that this is what's happened. Now, that manager is actually required to tell you if there's an issue or not. If he doesn't, he could get in some pretty good trouble. But if he does, if he's like, oh, yeah, we've had 2 or 3, we're really sorry, then you know, right? Then it's up to them to pay for whatever's wrong with it. But ideally, somebody is going to probably have to charge you at least an hour of diagnostic time to figure out what's going on there. I mean, the first thing they'd probably do is look and see, A, is there, you know, pull that pump back out, look down and see if they can see any signs of water in there. If not, they're going to start looking other places. If there's no water, it actually might be better for you. It might be something simpler. Even though it's a plume of white smoke, something else could have happened, and it may be simpler. There's really no way to know unless you have it in the bay. And a good tech with that car could probably have you an answer within an hour or two.
Right.
I mean, you know.
If it was water. And it's, of course, it's affected the engine and everything. Is there a possibility of getting it running again?
Yeah, as long as it hasn't hydrolocked, it won't. as long as enough water hasn't gone through the injectors into where the piston sits and has not compressed too hard. If the engine, if they cut the fuel off, in other words, they pull a relay or the fuel pump fuse off, and also cut the injectors off, if the engine will crank or if they turn it over by hand and it still turns all the way around, you're probably going to be fine with the engine. It's not going to take a lot. In other words, you don't have to go and take the whole engine apart. It's not a diesel. When diesel gets, you know, regular fuel in it, it doesn't really work like that. As soon as you get good gas in it again, it may run rough for a little bit, but it should clear out pretty quick. But you have to make sure that you don't keep it, that A is the problem. We're just suspecting it because we've had cars drop off on the weekend for an AC job and then have lightning hit them, never knew it, and every computer in the car was dead. We've had people leave, and you know, we've done the one thing to a car and not even near the coolant or anything, then a coolant leak would start the next day. Like, we've seen these things hundreds of times. It's not unusual. I don't know if the cars don't get happy, but we are assuming that that's what happened, and to be honest, there's probably a really probable chance that that's happened. We've had a ton of rain this year.
Yeah.
And they do their best to keep those tanks cleared out, and they're all modern tanks, and they're spending millions of dollars to put good tanks in the ground. Wawa is across the country, and these other stations are.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're cheaping out. They don't have an option. They're regulated very, 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 very harshly. So but if this types of thing happen, it's completely accidental, and they have everything in place to try to stop it.
Yeah.
So it's not like they were doing anything on purpose, but they are responsible.
Okay.
So the first stop would be the Wawa.
All right.
On the top end, just a ballpark figure. How much on the high end would it be maybe to diagnose it and to fix it?
Well, we don't know what's wrong with it. So the diagnosis usually, like I said, will start at an hour. So I mean, most shops are anywhere from $100 to $200 an hour for diagnostic because you're bringing a master tech in there who has to look and really figure out what's going on. So, we bring master techs in. So that would be the guess. But again, it could be something simpler than all of this. And so you want somebody to look at it. You are suspicious of the gas. I would take the drive or call Wawa. Really taking a drive and asking for the manager would be better.
Yeah.
Then you can have a one-on-one about the day it happened. And more than likely, other people have called. We're supposed to call when that happens.
Yeah.
You're supposed to let them know.
Right.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Okay.
Great question.
Well, Dennis, we appreciate the call. Good call from Steve, I thought.
His name was Bob.
Phil had a question about his son, Bill. All right. Well,
Jeff
listen, we got
his feelings, Bob. Thanks for the call, bro. I know it sucks, but good luck with everything. Yeah. If you can help, give us a call back.
Yeah. Give us a shout back. Let's know how that works out.
Stink. And it happened a lot of times, people.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen white smoke come out ever with it, though, because it's not something that water usually will do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it could be.
It could be, is right. All right. Well, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You can call us, or you can send us a text on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. The number is the same, 833-804-1140. I do want to remind you, and I do want to remind Bobby there, Monday morning, call Certified Auto Repair, 804-553-9777, 804-553-9777. Make an appointment. We're going to do this, and we've got more questions. And believe me, Stan Andruski has got more answers. And I'll remind you very quickly, Certified Auto Repair, a finalist in the Style Weekly competition for best car repair. All you've got to do is go to styleweekly.com and you can find
the link right there.
That's
show
right.
me you can vote.
There you go.
You have to vote.
It is Saturday morning and you are in the garage. That Stan is bobbing his head, but you're not singing to that one.
It's my jam.
I was going to say
that's the Rascal Flatts one.
I know it is, and I would have expected you to.
I've just my throat's getting a little. I think it's the weather. It's a
is
little
that
bit
what
of
it is?
Yeah, the pollen.
Oh, you and Swifty. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all.
There's
I'm
a song she sings. It's called Mean. You should look it up.
Stan Andruski, a very delicate flower, my friends, a very delicate flower, but he is also the best car mechanic that I have ever met, and
so,
I think you need to chat with him, yeah.
Oh, thank you. So, Bob, a little bit of a follow-up. It kind of hit me while we were going into the break. Hope you're still listening. But there are some smaller nozzle diesels at our stations these days, and back in the day, you could not make that mistake.
Yeah.
You can make that mistake, so...
Wow.
If your son put diesel in it, again, it's not as bad as putting this unleaded ethanol gas in your diesel, because then that's a, I mean, it absolutely eats diesels up. Gaskets, fuel, everything. It's terrible for them. And it didn't used to be as bad. You could get away if you put gas in diesel, it, as long as you didn't run it too long, you get away with it.
Okay.
Now with the all of the ethanol and stuff in it, you can't. But the other way around, you can still get away with it. There is a chance that he put diesel in the car.
Wow.
So I would definitely take it. I wouldn't drive it. I would tow it.
Yeah.
Even if it can run, I would tow it and just have somebody else look it over so you don't do any engine damage.
All right. Yeah, all kidding aside, that's important. If we can, let's preserve that engine, get it towed in, cost you a couple of bucks for sure, but take it to a reputable shop. I would suggest Certified Auto Repair. I mean, you can take it anywhere. I mean, if you believe in their techs, you know they're good people. An hour or two of diagnostic time could probably be the best couple of dollars you're ever going to spend if you keep a car running on the road these days. Now, we got a lot of questions, Sam. Let's try and get right to them, I hope. 833-804-1140. You can call us that way. You can text us as well. Excuse me. I must have that Taylor Swift pollen thing.
See? Mean.
Yeah, mean. 833-804-1140. That's also the number for the Chronic Care of Richmond text line.
I'll be living in a big old city.
George has a question.
All Jeff's ever going to be is me.
Oh, George, good morning. You are in the garage.
Good morning for taking my call. I have a question about a 2011 HHR Chevrolet.
Boom. It's perfect.
I cannot get it out of park sometimes.
Yeah.
I had to, they had a recall on the ignition switch.
Uh-huh.
For years, I had no problem getting it out of park. I took it, and they tinkered with the switch, and it wasn't long after that I started having problems getting it out of park. I can jiggle the steering wheel and cut the switch off, the ignition switch off and on, and most of the time I can get it out of park into drive.
Okay. Is the ignition switch...
My Google says that two tie wraps can fix the problem.
Two tie straps? So first thing to make sure is that... You still there?
Yeah, he is.
I called the place at the Chevrolet dealership that worked on it, and they had never heard of that happening before.
Yeah, okay. So here's the first thing. A, did they do something that they did not put back correctly? That's the first question, because it happened there or about the time. The second question is, the first thing I want you to do is, do you have somebody who lives with you when it happens next time that you can have even a neighbor or even a spouse that can go out there and make sure your brake lights are on when you're trying to switch it?
Okay.
Do you have somebody, George, that can do that?
Okay. I have a neighbor that I could, next time it happens.
Because there's a chance your brake lights aren't working. If your brake light switch doesn't work or there's a problem with the brake light switch, it will not allow it to go into gear all the time.
Oh.
So that's the most common.
It started after the recall on the ignition switch.
So I get it, but if that, my thing is if you have somebody check, there's nothing that they did that messed with that brake light switch. There's a chance that the most common reason this happens is that the brake light switch is out. And it does happen on Chevys more often than other cars. So it's the design of it. But I would actually have somebody look. If the brake lights are on and it still won't go out, I would get in touch with the service manager of that place. And I would say, I want it looked at again because my car will not come out of park since it happened. And make them look at it again.
Okay. All right. Good way to start.
I mean, you took it in for a recall.
Yeah.
It was their fault. Your car was fine before they touched it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not. But before you make that accusation, make sure it's not the brake light switch, because that could happen anytime on your vehicle.
All right.
It's an easy way. If your brake lights are coming on, it's most likely not the brake light switch. It still could be,
yeah,
but it's most likely not.
All right. Let me get to Wayne. He's calling us at 833-804-1140. Wayne, good morning. You are in the garage.
Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
How are you?
What I've got is a 2013 Highlander, and the center display, what the radio, is starting to turn white. I mean, the radio works fine. You can see under the white hue that the radio is all working, displaying correctly. My question is that whiteness in the radio, is that the unit of cell phone battery replaced, or is there a fix to it?
So it's a great question, and I will tell you, we've seen very few on Toyotas. We've seen a lot on Fords, and all jokes aside, where they've had issues with those LEDs on there. So, you know, with it being a 2013, you know, it's not really in a warranty or anything, but I would actually do some research on it because I haven't seen that on a Toyota at all. And most likely, though, when you see things like that, they're not normally fixable. Normally, you have to get a replacement for it because the LED, even with it being that early on, the LEDs, when they go bad like that, are just one in a certain number that will go bad.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's happening in the screen. So I know it's bad news. The other thing you could do is you could kind of put a little pressure on it with your hand and kind of slide your hand or your fingertips back and forth a little pressure and see if it comes back. Because LEDs, they start to loosen up a little bit. They almost come out of it's almost like a type of circuit board, and LEDs can rattle out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if you could push the whole thing back in there, I mean, you might have to do it the rest of the life of the vehicle. But if you have to do it once a year and it works, good. I would actually put some pressure on it with the car on, with the radio on, and just kind of move your hand. You know, with some pressure, I'm kind of taking it. You can't see me, but just take your four fingers, just push against it and slide it back and forth horizontally and up and down and see if it comes back.
Yeah.
It's an old LED trick. It used to work on some of the older cars. Hopefully it will.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing he said the radio itself works fine. So, I mean, you're tuned into WRBA. You don't need to change the station.
That's true.
Good that way,
see,
right?
Jeff loves that part.
Just saying.
So do I. Thank
you. That's it. AC, good morning. Yeah. You are in the garage. Man.
Good. I'm glad you got me in. I was afraid we were going to run out of time. We're supposed to take delivery of a new Lexus RX 350H next week.
Woo!
And they're offering a extended warranty plan and a maintenance plan that maintains it by the book, and it's all prepaid and so forth, and I don't know whether to take advantage of either of those. I mean,
so who's offering it? Is it a brand new Lexus?
It's a brand new Lexus, and through the dealership, they have the extended warranty and the maintenance plan.
So first things first, the maintenance plan that they're going to recommend is not the maintenance plan you need for your vehicle because it's done by the sales team. So if they're willing to change your transmission fluid at 30K like they're supposed to, the brake fluid at 15 like they're supposed to, these other fluids that, you know, your coolant in 2 years instead of five or six. This is what Toyota, now I love Lexus. My wife owns an ES350. Absolutely love it. And this one's a hybrid you're looking to get. I would look and weigh the price because that hybrid battery on that Lexus is not going to be cheap, especially the first couple of years. It's way cheaper than a full EV battery. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely weigh your options. And if you want to reach out to us on In the Garage and Facebook, I have no problem whatsoever helping you get through whether that warranty would be worth it. The first thing is also figure out what company they're using for the extended warranty. But the factory warranty is, like, really good on most of the Toyotas to begin with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
And also, to have you all do a maintenance, you all do that through Toyota, and if Toyota comes back and says, well, something wasn't done.
They can't. So they cannot do that. As long as you have records that it's been done, you can't overdo it. And basically, it was 74 that came out, but there's a law saying that they cannot, if you get maintenance done somewhere else, they cannot hold it against you, and they cannot not honor the warranty. They have to honor their warranty.
There you go.
That's it.
Wow. We are done, Stan. Another great week.
Wow. Came up quick.
It sure
I
did.
Thought Hazel was going to play mean at the end of this thing. She knows
not
what it is.
She
looks like a Swiftie to me.
All right.
I'm just kidding. She has way more style.
All right. Listen, have a great week.
Yes.
God willing, we do it all again next week.
Thank you, Central Virginia. Love you. See you next week.
Sure do appreciate you dropping by. Remember, if it rains, your lights go on with your wipers. Always use your turn signals. Don't forget to buckle up too, okay? You got to be safe so we can see you next Saturday, right? In the Garage with Stan Andruski on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.